Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Tzitzis. We're learning Klal Yud Beis. Simon Hay. Haloibish kama begodim shel tzitzis beloy hefsek. A person is putting on multiple garments which have tzitzis on them without any interruption between them. A person is wearing multiple pairs of tzitzis. Yedaito b'shas bracha lifter es kulam. So a person, instead of making a bracha on each garment and separately, a person should have, say, one bracha at the beginning for all of them, and a person should have in mind when he makes the bracha for the first one that he's planning to have the bracha go for all of the pairs of tzitzis he's going to be wearing at this point in time. Now, once you do that, we do not want the person to make a hefsik, because if he makes a hefsik, he gets involved in that he lost his bracha rishana, and he'll have to make a new bracha rishana. And really, he did not need to do this. He could have been quiet and used one bracha for all of them. And instead, he created a scenario where he has to make multiple brachas. So this is not a bracha levatola, because when he makes the bracha, he has to say it. But the scenario did not have to be. So it's called a bracha shenetzricha, which is a step down from a bracha levatola, but it's a bracha really which has really did not have to be. So that's an extra bracha. So there's some element of vatola in it. It wasn't a necessary bracha. So a person puts on a talus katan, and a talus katan which is the full shear without any doubt, and there's no question you can make a bracha on this talus katan, because there are sometimes a person wears a talus katan which is questionable whether it's the full size, but he's wearing a talus katan which without a doubt is the full size. And he's planning to put on his talus gadol right away. So also levorcha shneim. So continuing the same idea, he should not make two brachas, one on the talus katan, one on the talus gadol, because that's a wasted bracha. Kimel yachol levorcha al shneim bracha achas. He can make one bracha for both of them. El yivorcha al talus katan lihisatev v'yicham and lifter gam a talus gadol. So the chayyadim suggests what you should do is make a bracha in this situation. A bracha b'lihisatev b'tzitzis on the talus katan, and have in mind for the talus gadol as well. The Mishnah Berurah actually says that what we do is the opposite. It says our minig is that we make a bracha on the talus gadol, so you put on the talus katan without a bracha, even though there's going to be a few moments that the talus katan is without a bracha. We put on the talus katan without a bracha, and we have in mind when we say the bracha on the talus gadol, it's going on the talus katan as well. So that's talking about a case where there's not going to be a significant time lapse between the putting on the talus katan, putting on the talus gadol. So the advantage of bracha not to be in a situation of bracha shen tzricha overrides the fact that there's going to be a few moments where you're wearing the talus katan without having made a bracha on them. And this is all talking about a scenario where he's putting on the talus katan in a time where the bracha could be said. It wasn't too early, or wasn't that he had not washed his hands like we had before. It's in the summertime. It's like he's not getting up very early, so he can get up right away, make a bracha on the talus katan. But he's getting up, getting dressed, and going straight to shul. So in that situation, there's not a big time lapse between the talus katan and the talus gadol. Our minhag, the Mishnah Berurah says, is just to make a bracha on the talus gadol, and mimo to the talus katan. V'riyavet shehivsek besicha ma'atz. He went and put his tefillin on before he put on the talus gadol, which we'll talk about that issue later on, what is the appropriate order, but that's what he did. Or he spoke in between. Now we said you're not supposed to speak in between the talus katan and the talus gadol. If you're making a bracha in his scenario, you're making a bracha on the talus katan, including the talus gadol, so there'd be an issue of hefsek. In Deber, he's just saying if a person did speak, Yesharim Daloy Havi Hefsik, Machain and Labarach Misafik. So some say that these are not considered a Hefsik, and he would not make another bracha. So in a scenario where a person makes a bracha to do one mitzvah with intent to do multiple expressions of that same mitzvah, a very common scenario of this, a person is Tovel and Kalim. So a person has multiple kelim which are chayim and a bracha, and he goes to the mikvah and he makes a bracha on the first one. So he should not speak in between all of the kelim he's being toibul, in order that he should not need to make a new bracha on the kelim that he's toibul. Now let's say he did speak. So this is a machloik, is whether you need to make a new bracha. So misafik, you cannot make a new bracha, because maybe it's a bracha which is levatala. But on the other hand, maybe you're being toibul kelim without a bracha, which we do not want to be in that scenario, so we strongly advise you not to speak while you're toibul kelim, or not to get involved in this issue. But if a person did speak, a person would not make a new bracha. So the same idea over here, the Chayotim is saying, if a person spoke in between, he would not make a new bracha. Well, tomorrow we will continue on with the rest of the Halacha of the Sif and the other scenarios which he's discussing. Have a good day.